Children, what can we learn about this story where the Lord raised Lazarus back to life again? Well, one thing we can learn, the Lord's teaching us in this story, is that the Lord raises everyone back to life. Sometimes he brings us back to life in this natural world, like he did Lazarus, but everybody the Lord brings back to life in the spiritual world when it's the right time. That's because the Lord loves us and he created us not just to live for a short time in the natural world, but forever with him in heaven. And so when it's time, the Lord helps us take off our natural body. It's like wearing a winter coat. When it's cold outside, it's very useful to have a winter coat. But when it's time to come to heaven, we don't need that anymore. It's like it's summertime. So the Lord helps us take off our natural body and we rise again in our spiritual body. And the Lord brings us into heaven if we are willing. So that means that when we hear about someone dying, perhaps on the radio, or someone that we know or love, like our grandparents, or when we think about ourselves dying someday, we don't need to be afraid. We might be sad that we can't see or talk to our grandparents for a while and give them a hug, but not too long from now, we will die ourselves and rise again into heaven, and we'll see them again, and we can talk to them again and be with them. So we don't need to be afraid of dying because the Lord is taking care of us. That's one of the things the Lord came into the world to teach us. And so when the angels hear us reading a story from the Word about someone dying, like Lazarus, because the angels always hear us when we read the Word, then they don't think about the death of the natural body. They know that's just an ordinary step that everybody goes through on their way to heaven. Instead, they think about a more important kind of death, which is that our bad habits need to die so that we can be ready to be in heaven. For example, children might have trouble playing with each other sometimes. Sometimes they play together nicely, but sometimes they fight. And they need to get rid of that bad habit because in heaven, the angels never have trouble playing together. They love to play and work together. Or take another example. Sometimes children might, when their parents call them, they might not come right away. They might continue doing what they're doing instead. Well, angels aren't like that. When the Lord, our Heavenly Father, calls them, they come right away. Or if the Lord asks them to do something, they jump up to do it. They're so glad that the Lord picked them to do something useful. And they don't resent it or say later or something like that. So you can see that we have bad habits that we need to get rid of. Those habits need to die so that the Lord can give us good habits instead. And that's one of the things that's meant by death in the spiritual sense of the word. It's a good thing that has to happen. Now, the thing is that it's not fun always to give up our bad habits. And sometimes the Lord has to let us go through some hard experiences when we feel angry or sad or frightened because of something that's happened to us in order to get rid of that bad habit. You can think of Martha and Mary and Lazarus in the story here. Jesus said to his disciples, "I'm glad I wasn't there when Lazarus died, so that you may believe." Because think of it. Would it have been easy for the Lord to make it so that Lazarus didn't die, even if he hadn't come? No problem. It'd be very easy. In fact, the Lord could have made it so that Lazarus never even got sick. But then what? Then Martha and Mary and Lazarus and all those Jews who heard about this story or who were there, they wouldn't have known that Jesus can actually bring someone back to life again. And they wouldn't have seen Lazarus coming out of the tomb all wrapped up in those grave clothes. What an amazing sight that must have been. They wouldn't have realized that Jesus is the Lord. And us too. We have this wonderful story in the Lord's Word because the Lord did not go to see Lazarus right away. He waited 2 days so that we might believe. So they had to go through, Martha and Mary especially, had to go through some very sad times thinking that they weren't going to see Lazarus again, maybe never. That was terribly sad for them. And they didn't know who Jesus really was. They thought he was a wonderful man, but they didn't know he was the Lord. Well, it's similar for us. We sometimes have to go through some hard times, some sad times, in order to get rid of our bad habits and to come to really believe in the Lord and to really live a good life, get rid of those bad habits. We have to learn that we really just can't live without the Lord. Sometimes we feel like, I'm doing fine. I don't actually need the Lord's help, which is just totally wrong. So the Lord sometimes has to let sad things happen to us so we learn, actually, I really, really need the Lord's help, and the Lord is here for me. As soon as I really want his help, he's here for me. That's one of the things that the disciples and Martha and Mary needed to learn, and that we need to learn too, that we need to learn. The Lord says, I am the resurrection. I'm the one who's going to raise you up. And I am the life, the one who teaches you and inspires you to live a good life. So when we read the story of Lazarus, or when we hear about someone dying or think about dying ourselves someday, let's remember what the Lord teaches us in this story, that he raises everyone up into eternal life because he loves us. So then we can think, all right, what can I do to help prepare myself to be ready to come into the life of heaven and enjoy it when my time comes to take off my natural body and rise into my spiritual body? How can I prepare for eternal life to be ready to be a good servant of the Lord and of all my neighbors? That's one of the things the Lord's teaching us in this story about Lazarus. Amen.